समाचार सेवा प्रभाग से प्रस्तुत है कार्यक्रम परिक्रमा।
नमस्कार, स्टूडियो की घड़ी में ठीक 4:30 बजे हैं और ये समय है आपके अपने न्यूज मैगजीन कार्यक्रम परिक्रमा का, जिसमें हम आपके लिए लेकर आते हैं वो सारी जानकारी जिनका आपसे है सरोकार। श्रोताओं, आधे घंटे के इस कार्यक्रम में राष्ट्रीय और अंतर्राष्ट्रीय समाचार होंगे, चलेंगे अपने क्षेत्रीय संवाददाताओं के पास और जानेंगे कि क्या कुछ खास है उनके पास। इसके अलावा खेल गतिविधियों पर भी रहेगी हमारी नजर और उन विशिष्ट व्यक्तित्वों को भी हम करेंगे याद जिनकी आज है पुण्यतिथि या है जन्म दिवस। श्रोताओं, परिक्रमा के इस अंक के साथ मैं हूं मनोज और मेरे साथ हैं मेरे सहयोगी अभिषेक मुखोपाध्याय। अभिषेक, आपको भी मेरा नमस्कार।
हेलो मनोज, हेलो एंड गुड आफ्टरनून। यू आर ट्यून्ड टू परिक्रमा 100.1 FM। आई एम अभिषेक मुखोपाध्याय एंड विद मी टुडे इज माय को-होस्ट मनोज। And for you, we have a selection of news, a discussion segment, Dateline India, reports, capsules, tributes, and much more. All these over the next 30 minutes. We begin with the news headlines first.
कृषि मंत्री शिवराज सिंह चौहान ने कहा, भारत का लक्ष्य दुनिया का फूड बास्केट बनना है।
External affairs Mr. Dr. S. Jayashankar begins 6-day visit to Netherlands, Denmark, and Germany today.
रोमानिया में मध्यमार्गी निकुसोर डैन ने अपने कट्टर प्रतिद्वंदी जॉर्ज सिमियन को हराकर राष्ट्रपति चुनाव जीता।
IMD forecasts heavy to very heavy rainfall in Kerala, Karnataka, Goa and Maharashtra through the next 5 days.
भारत पाकिस्तान तनाव के बीच BCCI ने एशियाई क्रिकेट परिषद के 2 प्रमुख टूर्नामेंटों से हटने का फैसला किया।
And in IPL cricket, Lucknow Super Giants to face Sunrisers Hyderabad in a must-win game at Lucknow this evening. And now, listeners, it's time for a segment, Dateline India, in which we take a look at the developments taking place at the national or the global level. And today we will talk about the synergy of India's armed forces in Operation Sindoor. Operation Sindoor was a significant demonstration of India's military and strategic power executed through a combination of military and non-military means. This multidimensional operation effectively neutralized terrorist threats, deterred Pakistani aggression, and firmly enforced India's zero-tolerance policy towards terrorism. The operation maintained strategic restraint while gaining international support. Now, our point of discussion, Manoj, is how India achieved this success. And you will, of course, agree, Manoj, that a moment of national crisis demanded not just a resolve, but remarkable leadership. And rising to this challenge was Prime Minister Narendra Modi, whose decisive role in Operation Sindoor marked one of India's boldest military responses in recent history. And despite being overseas on a pre-scheduled diplomatic visit, PM Modi swiftly assumed command, orchestrating a response that balanced strategic restraint with assertive action.
बिल्कुल सही कहा अभिषेक आपने। हमारे प्रधानमंत्री नरेंद्र मोदी ने भारी दबाव के बावजूद त्वरित प्रतिक्रिया करने में असाधारण संयम दिखाया और ये सुनिश्चित किया कि सिंधु जल संधि को निलंबित करने से लेकर सैन्य कार्रवाई तक हर कदम सुनियोजित और सटीक समय पर उठाया गया।
Yes, and moreover, Manoj, in an age of multi-domain warfare, where threats evolve faster than borders shift, India's national security architecture has demonstrated the strength of jointness and strategic foresight. Operation Sindoor showcased a calibrated tri-services response that embodied precision, professionalism and purpose. Operation Sindoor was conceived as a punitive and targeted campaign to dismantle the terror infrastructure across the line of control and deeper inside Pakistan.
बिल्कुल सही कह रहे हैं अभिषेक। भारत की बहु एजेंसी खुफिया जानकारी ने 9 प्रमुख शिविरों की पुष्टि की, जिन्हें अंततः ऑपरेशन में निशाना बनाया गया। भारत की जवाबी कार्रवाई सावधानी पूर्वक योजना और खुफिया आधारित दृष्टिकोण पर थी, जिसने सुनिश्चित किया कि ऑपरेशन न्यूनतम संपार्श्विक क्षति के साथ संचालित किए गए। ऑपरेशनल नैतिकता मिशन के लिए केंद्रीय थी और नागरिक क्षति से बचने के लिए संयम बरता गया था।
Yes, and in the aftermath of Operation Sindoor, Pakistan initiated a series of retaliatory drone and unmanned combat aerial vehicle, UCAV attacks, targeting key Indian air bases and logistics infrastructure. And these attempts, however, were effectively neutralized by India's comprehensive and multi-layered air defense architecture. Central to this success was the Integrated Command and Control Strategy, ICCS, which facilitated real-time threat identification, assessment, and interception across multiple domains. And in every single domain of Operation Sindoor, there was operational synergy between the forces and fully supported by the government agencies and departments.
ये अभियान भूमि, वायु और समुद्र में चलाया गया। ये भारतीय सेना, वायुसेना और नौसेना के बीच तालमेल का एक सहज प्रदर्शन था। भारतीय वायुसेना ने पाकिस्तान में आतंकी ढांचे के खिलाफ सटीक हमले करने में महत्वपूर्ण भूमिका निभाई। इसने नूर खान एयरबेस और रहीम यार खान एयरबेस जैसे लक्ष्यों पर उच्च प्रभाव वाले हवाई अभियान चलाए, जिसमें आधिकारिक ब्रीफिंग के दौरान क्षति के दृश्य के साक्ष्य प्रस्तुत किए गए।
Yes, and the Air Force's robust air defense environment proved pivotal in protecting Indian airspace during retaliatory drone and UAV attacks from across the border. And the indigenously developed Akash surface-to-air missile system and legacy platforms like the Pichora and OSA-AK were deployed effectively in a layered defense grid. And the IAF's integrated air command and control system enabled real-time coordination of air assets, allowing Indian forces to neutralize aerial threats efficiently and maintain net-centric operations throughout the conflict.
इसके साथ ही भारतीय सेना ने रक्षात्मक और आक्रामक दोनों भूमिकाओं में अपनी तैयारी और प्रभावशीलता का प्रदर्शन किया। सेना की वायु रक्षा इकाइयों ने वायु सेना के साथ मिलकर काम किया, जिसमें कंधे से दागे जाने वाले मैन पैड्स और LLAD गन से लेकर लंबी दूरी की SAM तक की कई तरह की प्रणालियां तैनात की गईं। ये इकाइयां पाकिस्तान द्वारा लॉन्च किए गए ड्रोन और आवारा हथियारों की लहरों का मुकाबला करने में सहायक थीं। पाकिस्तान द्वारा नुकसान पहुंचाने के अथक प्रयासों के बावजूद भारतीय सेना सैन्य और नागरिक दोनों बुनियादी ढांचों की सुरक्षा सुनिश्चित करने में सफल रही।
Yes, absolutely. And the Indian Navy also played a critical role in asserting maritime dominance during Operation Sindoor. Operating as a composite networked force, the Navy deployed its carrier battle group CBG, equipped with MiG-29K fighter jets and airborne early warning helicopters. And this ensured persistent surveillance and real-time identification of threats across the maritime domain. The carrier battle group maintained a powerful air defense shield that prevented hostile aerial incursions, especially from the Makran coast.
नौसेना की मौजूदगी ने अभिषेक एक मजबूत निवारक का निर्माण किया और पश्चिमी समुद्री तट पर पाकिस्तानी वायुसेना को प्रभावी ढंग से रोक दिया, जिससे उन्हें कोई भी परिचालन स्थान नहीं मिल पाया। नौसेना के पायलटों ने 24 घंटे उड़ानें भरी, जिससे क्षेत्र में भारत की तत्परता और रणनीतिक पहुंच का और अधिक प्रदर्शन हुआ। समुद्र पर निर्विवाद नियंत्रण स्थापित करने की नौसेना की क्षमता ने एक जटिल खतरे के माहौल में इसकी मिसाइल रोधी और विमान रोधी रक्षा क्षमताओं को भी प्रमाणित किया।
Yes, and I'd like to add here, Manoj, that during Operation Sindoor, the Border Security Force, BSF, also played a very critical role in thwarting a major infiltration attempt along the international border in the Samba district of Jammu and Kashmir. And BSF troops noticed suspicious movement in the early hours and swiftly responded, leading to a heavy exchange of fire.
इस मुठभेड़ में बीएसएफ ने कम से कम 2 घुसपैठियों को सफलतापूर्वक मार गिराया और हथियार, गोला बारूद और युद्ध जैसे अन्य सामान बरामद किए। इस ऑपरेशन ने बीएसएफ की सतर्कता, परिचालन तैयारियों और बढ़े हुए तनाव के दौरान सीमा सुरक्षा बनाए रखने में इसकी महत्वपूर्ण भूमिका को दर्शाया।
एब्सोल्युटली, एंड ऑपरेशन सिंदूर वाज दस नॉट जस्ट अ टेक्निकल सक्सेस but a strategic statement. It demonstrated India's capacity for high-precision, coordinated military action across land, air and sea. And the operation was made possible by years of investment in defense preparedness and the unwavering policy of budgetary support from the government of India.
Sandesh स्पष्ट था अभिषेक, जब तर्क और कूटनीति का सामना निरंतर आक्रामकता से होता है, तो निर्णायक प्रतिक्रिया उचित और आवश्यक दोनों होती है। संक्षेप में, ऑपरेशन सिंदूर को भारत के रक्षा इतिहास में एक निर्णायक क्षण के रूप में याद किया जाएगा। सैन्य सटीकता, अंतर सेवा सहयोग और राष्ट्रीय संकल्प का प्रतीक, इसने आतंकी खतरों को सफलता पूर्वक समाप्त किया, भारत के क्षेत्रीय प्रभुत्व की पुष्टि की और एक मजबूत संदेश दिया कि सीमा पार आतंकवाद का एक संतुलित लेकिन दृढ़ जवाब दिया जाएगा।
Yes, and to wind up a discussion, Manoj, India's ability to project strength across land, sea and air is no longer theoretical, it is structured, synchronized and deeply integrated. The nation's tri-services architecture now operates as a cohesive force. As modern threats blur traditional boundaries, this integrated posture ensures that whether confronting aggression on the high Himalayas, securing maritime frontiers or neutralizing aerial intrusions, India stands ready, resilient and united. The future of national security lies in jointness, and India is already charting that future with purpose and resolve. And Manoj, as we celebrate the success of Operation Sindoor, mm-hmm. the nation salutes the valor of the Indian soldiers. Mm-hmm. And as a tribute to the armed forces, Akashvani News is presenting a special series. And today we remember Paramveer Chakra awardee Major Ramaswamy Parameshwaran, who made the supreme sacrifice during Operation Pavan in Sri Lanka.
Born in Bombay, Major Ramaswamy Parameshwaran was granted a short service commission in the Maha Regiment in January 1972. Under the Indo-Sri Lanka Agreement, many Indian Army units were dispatched to Sri Lanka to maintain law and order there. The Maha, the unit of Major Parameshwaran, was also sent to Sri Lanka to participate in Operation Pavan. On 25th November 1987, Major Parameshwaran was returning with his column from a search operation late in the night. Suddenly, his column was ambushed by a group of militants. With great presence of mind, he encircled them from the rear and boldly charged on them. This completely surprised the militants. During hand-to-hand combat, one militant shot him in the chest. Undaunted by his grave injury, Major Parameshwaran snatched the rifle and shot him dead. Though critically wounded, he continued to give orders and inspired his men till he breathed his last. In this action, five militants were killed and three rifles and two rocket launchers were captured. Major Ramaswamy Parameshwaran was awarded Paramveer Chakra for most conspicuous bravery and supreme sacrifice. The nation salutes him. Anupam Mishra, Akashwani News, Delhi.
अब समय है अपने क्षेत्रीय संवाददाताओं से जानने का कि उनके पास क्या विशेष है।
The Minister of Agriculture and Farmers Welfare will start a nationwide agriculture campaign named Viksit Krishi Sankalp Abhiyan across the country. And during the campaign, a team of scientists will visit states and union territories and will connect with the farmers at the grassroots level. We have more from a correspondent.
The campaign will be implemented by all 731 Krishi Vigyan Kendras in coordination with 113 ICAR research institutes, agricultural universities and the respective state departments of agriculture, horticulture, animal husbandry and fisheries. Each district will form three dedicated teams comprising 4 to 5 members, including subject matter specialists, scientists, government officials and progressive farmers. These teams will visit 3 gram panchayats per day, conducting direct interactions with approximately 500 to 600 farmers daily. It is estimated that more than 1.3 crore farmers will be engaged directly across the country. Speaking to the media, Agriculture Minister Shivraj Singh Chauhan said that the campaign aims to create awareness among farmers about modern technology and new seed varieties.
इस अभियान में हम 2170 टीमें बना रहे हैं वैज्ञानिकों की। इसमें कम से कम 4 साइंटिस्ट एक टीम में होंगे। इन वैज्ञानिकों के साथ जोड़ेंगे हम यूनिवर्सिटीज को, कॉलेजेज को, राज्य सरकार के अमले को, केंद्र की पूरे कृषि विभाग की टीम को, प्रगतिशील किसानों को, एफपीओज को, और ये टीम एक जिले में 3 टीमें जाएगी। देश तीनों टीम का क्षेत्र बटा रहेगा, कितने गांव में जाएगी। हर एक टीम जिस एक गांव में जाएगी, वहां 5 से लेकर 10 गांव के किसान वहां आएंगे। एक कार्यक्रम सवेरे करेगी, एक कार्यक्रम शाम को करेगी, दोपहर के भोजन के समय भी किसानों से कहीं संवाद होगा।
As part of the communication strategy of the campaign, audiovisual content, posters, brochures and banners will be used to share key messages effectively. Farmers will also receive materials related to central and state schemes, including information about credit facilities, crop insurance, subsidies and infrastructure support. For Parikarma, Akshit Kumar Vaidyan, Delhi.
महाराष्ट्र के प्राकृतिक खूबसूरती से समृद्ध रत्नागिरी जिले में महिला स्वयं सहायता समूहों ने अपने हाउस बोट व्यवसाय को आगे बढ़ाते हुए एक और हाउस बोट का समावेश किया है। कोंकण के समुद्र में लहराते ये हाउस बोट महिला सशक्तिकरण का अपनी तरह का अनूठा उदाहरण है। हमारे पुणे संवाददाता की ये रिपोर्ट।
हाउस बोट के बारे में सोचते हैं तो सबसे पहले केरल का नाम सामने आता है। अब केरल की तरह महाराष्ट्र के प्राकृतिक सुंदरता से सजे कोंकण में भी सैलानी समंदर में हाउस बोट का मजा ले सकते हैं। खास बात यह है कि इन हाउस बोट्स का प्रबंधन महिला स्वयं सहायता समूहों के माध्यम से किया जा रहा है। देश की पहली ऐसी हाउस बोट का उद्घाटन फरवरी में रत्नागिरी जिले के जयगढ़ के निकट राई बंदरगाह पर किया गया था। इसी प्रकार की दूसरी हाउस बोट का उद्घाटन कल ही जांभारी बंदरगाह पर किया गया। पर्यटक रत्नागिरी तालुका में इन दो हाउस बोटों से खाड़ी में भ्रमण करते हुए लुभावनी प्राकृतिक सुंदरता का आनंद ले सकेंगे। महाराष्ट्र राज्य ग्रामीण आजीविका सुधार मिशन के तहत कार्यान्वित इन परियोजनाओं को सिंधुरत्न समृद्धि योजना द्वारा वित्त पोषित किया गया है। प्रत्येक हाउस बोट की अनुमानित लागत 1 करोड़ रूपए है, जिसमे से 10% स्वयं सहायता समूहों का स्व वित्त पोषण योगदान है। राई पोर्ट पर हाउस बोट का प्रबंधन कोतवड़ा गाँव की एकता महिला प्रभा संघ द्वारा किया जा रहा है। इस हाउस बोट टूर के लिए 2 प्रकार के पैकेज हैं, 22 घंटे और 3 घंटे। हाउस बोट में 2 आलीशान कमरे हैं। प्रत्येक कमरे में 4 से 5 लोग रह सकते हैं। कमरे में सभी सुविधाएं हैं और कमरों के ऊपर एक डेक भी है। पर्यटकों की मांग के अनुसार उन्हें कोंकणी स्वाद के साथ शाकाहारी और मांसाहारी भोजन उपलब्ध कराया जाता है। मैंगरू के वन और आसपास के वृक्षों की पृष्ठभूमि में हाउस बोट से सूर्यास्त और सूर्योदय के प्राकृतिक रंगों का अनुभव करना अवर्णनीय है। एकता प्रभा संघ की सचिव स्वरा देसाई ने बताया कि समूह की महिलाएं अपनी जिम्मेदारियां निभाती हैं। इस हाउस बोट से अब तक 1 लाख रुपए का कारोबार हो चुका है। पर्यटकों ने मई के अंत तक आरक्षण किया है। दूसरी हाउस बोट जांभारी बंदरगाह पर स्थित है और इसका उद्घाटन कल ही किया गया। इस बोट का प्रबंधन वाटद गाँव के जीवन ज्योति महिला प्रभा संघ द्वारा किया जा रहा है। संघ प्रबंधक दीक्षा निवालकर ने बताया कि इस क्षेत्र में खाड़ी का पानी शांत है और यहाँ कुछ ऐसे स्थान है जहाँ पर्यटक मछली पकड़ने का आनंद ले सकते हैं। कुल मिलाकर पर्यटक कोंकण की प्राकृतिक सुंदरता और जल सौंदर्य का अनुभव करते हुए कोंकणी व्यंजनों का स्वाद ले सकते हैं। अगले 2 वर्षों में महिलाओं को 10 हाउस बोट्स दिए जाएंगे और रत्नागिरी तालुका के भाटे गांव में एक हाउस बोट टर्मिनल बनाया जाएगा। जिला प्रभारी मंत्री उदय सामंत ने कहा कि इन हाउस बोट्स का संपूर्ण महिलाओं द्वारा प्रबंधन अपने आप में विशेष है और आने वाले समय में कोंकण शैली के हाउस बोट्स उभर कर सामने आएंगे। परिक्रमा के लिए पुणे से मनोज क्षीरसागर।
In a move to revive traditional crafts and boost cultural tourism, the iconic Kondapalli Toys of Andhra Pradesh are set to receive a fresh spotlight. A dedicated experience center is in the works to showcase the heritage, artistry, and economic importance of these timeless wooden figures. We have a report.
Nestled in the India district of Andhra Pradesh, the historic town of Kondapalli stands as a proud custodian of one of India's most treasured art forms, Kondapalli toys or Kondapalli bommalu. These brightly painted wooden figures, crafted by generations of artisans from the Arya Kshatriya community, are a vivid expression of Andhra Pradesh's cultural soul. With origins tracking back to the 16th century, each toy captures themes from mythology, rural life and age-old traditions, making them storytellers of a timeless heritage. Acknowledging their cultural and economic significance, the district administration has initiated plans to set up a Kondapalli Toy Experience Center. This center aims to introduce visitors to the craftsmanship, material and rich legacy behind these iconic toys, blending education with immersive tourism. The initiative is being designed around the historic Kondapalli Fort and the nearby toy manufacturing colony, creating a tourism circuit that connects cultural heritage with sustainable development and livelihood opportunities for local artisans. With GI Tag recognition since 2005 and renewed government focus on promoting heritage-based tourism, Kondapalli Bommalu are being reimagined as not only symbols of Andhra Pradesh's past, but also as drivers of cultural tourism and economic revival, reinforcing their place of pride in both the state and the nation. Sai Sishla for Parikrama, Akashwani, Visakhapatnam.
The Indian Coast Guard is protecting the endangered olive ridley turtles under Operation Olivia and preserving the nation's rich maritime ecosystem. In a statement, the Indian Coast Guard said the country's eastern coastline, particularly Gahir Matha Beach, Odisha, serves as a vital nesting ground for olive ridley turtles, with over 8 lakh turtles arriving annually. We have a report.
To protect these olive ridley turtles, the Coast Guard conducts this operation annually from November to May every year to ensure safe nesting conditions during the breeding session. The Coast Guard has so far detained 366 boats engaged in illegal fishing and promoting sustainable fishing practices through turtle excluder devices. Community outreach and collaboration with NGOs are also part of its efforts. The operation's success is evident with the fact that over 6,98,000 olive ridley turtles that nested at Roshikulia River mouth in February this year. Threatened by illegal fishing, net entanglement, and habitat degradation, these species rely on Coast Guard vigilant enforcement and rescue operations to ensure their survival. Priya Mondal, Delhi.
अब चलते हैं खेल के मैदान में और जानते हैं वहां की हलचल.
The Board of Control for Cricket in India, BCCI, has decided to withdraw from two major Asian Cricket Council, ACC, tournaments following tensions between India and Pakistan. The Women's Emerging Teams Asia Cup scheduled for next month in Sri Lanka and the Men's Asia Cup, which India was set to host in September. The decision now raises questions about the feasibility of the Men's Asia Cup, a flagship tournament featuring India, Pakistan, Bangladesh, Afghanistan and Sri Lanka. The ACC, currently led by Pakistan's Interior Minister, Mohsin Naqvi, who also serves as a Pakistan Cricket Board, PCB, chairman, now faces a significant challenge. The BCCI's absence from the Men's Asia Cup could jeopardize the event, as India's participation is critical to its commercial success. Most sponsors of international cricket events hail from India, and the high-profile India-Pakistan rivalry is a major draw for broadcasters. An Asia Cup without India would likely result in a significant shortfall impacting all stakeholders.
IPL cricket mein aaj Lucknow Super Giants ka samna Sunrisers Hyderabad se hoga. Lucknow mein ye match sham 7:30 baje shuru hoga. Pratiyogita mein kal Gujarat Titans ne Delhi Capitals ko 10 wicket se hara diya.
And on to some business news. Benchmark domestic indices ended in the red today, reacting to weak global cues and sell-off in IT shares after ratings agency Moody's downgraded the U.S. government's sovereign credit rating. The 30-share index of the Bombay Stock Exchange Sensex slipped 271 points or 0.33% to close at 82,059. The National Stock Exchange Nifty 50 fell 74 points or 0.30% to settle at 24,945.
और अब समय है उन व्यक्तित्वों को याद करने का जिनकी आज है पुण्यतिथि या जन्म दिवस. इस क्रम में सबसे पहले हम भारत के स्वतंत्रता संग्राम के महान सेनानियों को याद करेंगे.
In today's episode, we remember the prominent leader of the First War of Indian Independence, Nana Saheb Peshwa II, who was born on the 19th of May, 1824, in Bithur, Kanpur district. A Peshwa of the Maratha Empire, Nana Saheb led the independence struggle against the East India Company in Kanpur. He forced the British garrison in Kanpur to surrender, gaining control of Kanpur in 1857.
Nana Saheb's birth name was Nana Govind Dhundu Pant. He, along with his brother, was adopted by Peshwa Baji Rao II, who was childless. Nana Saheb grew up with Tantya Tope and Rani Lakshmi Bai of Jhansi. After the death of Peshwa Baji Rao II, the British refused Nana Saheb's rightful claim to be the next Peshwa. Nana Saheb sent his envoy Azimullah Khan to England in 1853 to plead his case with the British government. However, Azimullah Khan was unable to convince the British.
Nana Saheb challenged the British policy and joined forces with the independence activists. In June 1857, Nana Saheb, along with his commander Tatya Tope, captured the British entrenchment at Kanpur. However, within 1 month, the British were successful in recapturing Kanpur by defeating Nana Saheb's forces. The British tried to capture Nana Saheb, but he escaped. With the suppression of the First War of Independence, Nana Saheb was believed to have moved to Nepal. It is not known how, when or where he died. But the valor of Nana Saheb continues to echo through the folklore of the region. We salute the great Indian freedom fighter.
We also remember revolutionary freedom fighter Purna Talukdar, who took part in the Chittagong revolutionary movement. After the Chittagong Armory raid, the British Army and the police were trying to arrest the revolutionaries behind the raid. They surrounded the house of Poorna Talukdar on 19th of May 1930, where some revolutionaries were believed to have taken shelter. Three persons attempted to escape, but two of them were shot dead. Poorna Talukdar, the owner of the house, was one of them.
Vitthal Das volunteered to take part in a public meeting of volunteers during the civil disobedience movement at Esplanade Maidan, Mumbai, on the 19th of May 1930.
The British police lathi charged the volunteers to stop them from taking part in the meeting. Vitthal Das was gravely injured in the police lathi charge. He was taken to a nearby hospital where he was given some first aid. Strong in his will, injured Vitthal Das gathered strength and boarded a train to attend the public meeting at Esplanade Maidan. However, he became unconscious and fell down from the moving train and died before reaching the meeting.
We also remember Martyr Gulab Khan, who took part in the First War of Indian Independence in 1857. He was captured by company troops in the course of their attacks and tried for mutiny against the British Empire. He died in captivity at the Andaman Islands on the 19th of May, 1858.
Yes, and we also remember Sir Jadunath Sarkar, who passed away on this day in 1958. He had been called the greatest Indian historian of his time and one of the greatest in the world, whose erudite works have established a tradition of honest and scholarly historiography. He has also been described as a star historian of modern India on medieval Indian history, who brilliantly caught the spirit of the age and devoted himself to the neglected field of Indian historiography. In 1923, he was made the honorary member of the Royal Asiatic Society of Great Britain and Ireland and honorary fellow of the Royal Asiatic Society of Bengal.
आज पुण्यतिथि है विजय तेंदुलकर की. उनका नाम आधुनिक भारतीय नाटक और रंगमंच के विकास में अग्रणी है. इनके लिखे बहुचर्चित नाटक घासीराम कोतवाल का 6000 से ज्यादा बार मंचन हो चुका है. उन्हें संगीत नाटक अकादमी पुरस्कार, कालिदास सम्मान, पद्म भूषण, महाराष्ट्र राज्य सरकार सम्मान, संगीत नाटक अकादमी अवार्ड, फिल्म फेयर अवार्ड महाराष्ट्र गौरव आदि से सम्मानित किया गया था. आइए सुनते हैं उनका नाटक घासीराम कोतवाल का अंश.
जवान खरी है ना वे तुझी
तुलसी चप्पत है, तुलसी चप्पत है.
मग मी तोस कशात ब्राह्मण खऱ्यास कशाची डर दिव्य होणा
नको 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 सोरा मला.
Yes, and Frederick Ogden Nash passed away on this day in 1971. He was an American poet, well known for his light verse, of which he wrote more than 500 pieces. With his unconventional writing rhyming schemes, he was declared by the New York Times to be the country's best-known producer of humorous poetry. And also Manoj Ruskin Bond was born on this day in 1934. He is an Indian author. His first novel, The Room on the Roof, published in 1956, received the John Luwali Riss Prize in London. When he was 17, he began writing The Room on the Roof, a semi-autobiographical story about an orphan Anglo-Indian boy named Rusty. It won the John Luwali Riss Prize in 1957, awarded to a British Commonwealth writer. Bond has authored more than 500 short stories, essays and novels, including 69 books for children. He was awarded the Sahitya Academy Award in 1992 for Our Trees Still Grow in Dera. He was awarded the Padma Shri in 1999 and the Padma Bhushan in 2014.
आज पुण्यतिथि है शंभू मित्रों की. वे प्रसिद्ध भारतीय फिल्म और रंगमंच अभिनेता, निर्देशक और नाटककार थे. उन्हें मुख्य रूप से बांग्ला थिएटर में उनके योगदान के लिए जाना जाता है. उनके मुख्य नाटक हैं रक्त कोरबी, चार अध्याय, राजा ओडिपोस, पुतुल खेला आदि. उन्हें पद्म भूषण से सम्मानित किया गया था.
गिरीश कर्नाड वॉज
In a democracy, sometimes we play the numbers game. And if we do play that game, then it becomes very difficult for an individual, however talented he may be, to have his say. So how to get that balance between the individual and the society, where it is sort of, you know, growing together so that both of them go to that point of fruition, both of them.
Yes, and Pete Townshend was born on this day in 1945. He's an English musician. He's a co-founder, guitarist, second lead vocalist and principal songwriter and leader of the band The Who. Let's listen in to his track, I'm Free, from the album Tommy. Yes, and also Joey Ramone was born on this day in 1951. He was an American singer-songwriter and lead vocalist and founding member of the punk rock band Ramones.
अब कार्यक्रम परिक्रमा समाप्त करने की अनुमति दीजिए अभिषेक और मनोज को.
नमस्कार.
नमस्कार.